The Ministry of Education has plans to transform technical schools and a few select others into academies dedicated to the teaching of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM subjects. The move is designed to achieve greater balance in student performances in academic and technical disciplines. It is also geared at preparing students for STEM-based employment opportunities that are projected to emerge in the near future. In this program, we outline the ministry's plans for implementing the STEM academies. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
STEM aims to foster inquiring minds, logical reasoning and collaborative skills in comparison to the heavy emphasis on recall and memorization which has characterized our education system.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The ministry's decision to introduce the STEM academies is in keeping with an international trend in education, where more emphasis is being placed on helping children learn according to their individual aptitudes. STEM academies will give students who do not favor the more traditionally academic subjects such as history and literature the opportunity to pursue more hands-on subjects. So, what will be the difference between the STEM academies and the current technical schools? Minister Thwaites says the STEM academies will seek to offer a more rounded educational experience.
As originally conceived, technical schools were part of the education system which prepared students for industrial or manufacturing jobs. The proposed STEM academies will focus on technology and innovation and will espouse a curriculum that instills the requisite cognitive, technical, entrepreneurial, and employability skills firmly grounded.
In the earlier grades, the academies will offer English, mathematics, and civics, but the curriculum will change as the students begin to specialize in their chosen fields, which will be linked to labor market demands.
It will then offer select disciplines in the STEM range and others based on the market. For example, the STEM Academy at VAR might offer avocations related to the sugar industry, while a St. Andrews STEM Academy may relate to ports and the logistics hub, while the Kingston STEM Academy may specialize in manufacturing or construction STEM disciplines.
It's also proposed that the STEM academies be aligned to HART's workforce colleges and select tertiary institutions to provide oversight to their operations. Entrepreneurial training will also be factored into the curriculum to ensure students are able to transition smoothly into the job market as employees and employers.
We invite the engagement of the private sector to not only provide expertise, but other resources in the form of sponsorship of laboratories, in the form of apprenticeships for STEM students, all of which can create a seamless garment of articulation at all levels of the system.
Once on stream, the STEM academies are expected to produce improved educational outcomes among the nation's boys.
The more practical and problem-solving and playful areas that are involved in education placed before the boys, the more likely they are to remain interested and to achieve similar achievements as our girls.
Plans to introduce STEM academies are still being formulated, and the ministry welcomes feedback from members of the public. You can contact the ministry at 922-1400-9. The Education Ministry's plans to introduce the STEM academies is in keeping with the government's strategic objective of fostering sustained human capital development, all towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.